In our lesson today, I'm speaking on the subject of Revelations, the book of Revelations. The one of the things that this book is not for, God never intended for this book to be a source of confusion, a source of perplexity. In fact, the name of the book is Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ. When we read this, we should always remember that there are some things that God does not want us to know. In fact, when the disciples wanted to know if the world was going to come to an end, and if he was at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel, he just said, "It is not for you to know." And then when they were arguing about who would sit on the right hand or the left hand, he just said, "That's above my pay grade. That's not in my portfolio." Things like that is up to the Father. I'm glad that God is in control, aren't you? I want you to listen to this lesson, and I want you to be blessed. Have you ever felt that God had given you a message for the hour, a message for the day, a message for a particular listening audience? And don't you always hope that God will give you a message that will edify, that will drive away anxieties, fears, frustrations from the hearts of those that you are speaking to? Is that not what every gospel teacher or preacher hopes that God would do in any of their meetings? People are anxious today. People are fearful. There is an uncertainty about the future, about things that are coming to pass. And the enemy of our soul would use that uncertainty in causing you much anxiety. There are many people today who travel the country over searching out these self-proclaimed prophets who would attempt to explain the book of Revelations and the book of Daniel. Everyone is curious and concerned about the future. Where in the world is our world headed? Nuclear holocaust, global warming, scarcity of resources, a new world order under a worldwide government, a utopian paradise created by the humanistic doctrines and the modern day technology. Some people turn to astrology, psychic predictions, and many of the self-proclaimed prophets in an attempt to know the future and calm their anxieties. In these alarming times, the Bible assures us that the future, your future, my future, the future of the universe belongs to a sovereign God. The most prophetic book in the Bible is the book of Revelations. The word Revelations comes from a Greek word which means to uncover, to openly disclose, or to make known that which was previously hidden. This book of Revelations is an index to God's great and marvelous future. The book of Revelations does not reveal everything that's to be in our future. When we consider the future, we need to remember the great counsel of Moses. In the book of Deuteronomy 29:29, Moses told the children of Israel that the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belongs to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. God has revealed enough in His words to us to find forgiveness for our sins, to be able to live right, to treat our neighbor right. All the things that God has revealed to us belong to us, but the secret things belong to God. Our Lord's disciples were apprehensive about Him leaving them. They were filled with bereavement at the thought that He would leave them and go somewhere else. After all, He had been their closest friend and master and teacher for more than 3 years. And when Jesus told them that He was going away, He saw the anxiety in their hearts. Therefore, He says, "You believed in God, believe also in Me. For in My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go away, I will come again." Oh, what encouraging words. He says, "If I go away, I will come again." Did He go away? And if He went away, He indeed will come again. Unfortunately, many have erred in their attempt to read too much into apocalyptic symbols in a futile attempt to know all. We must honestly admit that no one knows everything about the future. The book of Revelation certainly pulls back the curtain to show us things to come. The force of the symbolic languages lies in its ability to supersede the human categories. As we read this book, we will experience earthquakes, storms, fires, pain and joy, worship and agony. This all to encourage Christians to an active participation in this life. One can easily infer more from these symbolic visions that is warranted or intended. Great blunders have occurred over the years by the futile effort to unlock secrets about future events, such as the identity of the Antichrist, the naming of the nations that will be in His empire, or even the timing of our Lord's second coming. I want to state emphatically that the book of Revelation is in no way intended to provide the futuristic clues for the curious. On the contrary, the visions enable us to evaluate world events from the vantage point of the sovereign God. So, whatever trials, tribulations, or persecutions that we may face, the message of the book of Revelation affirms what the Apostle Paul told the Romans. He says, "In all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." You don't have to look for hidden meanings. They aren't there. The message is openly revealed and easy to understand if you don't try to read more into these symbols than God intended. Confusion results when one tries to impose a strict timeline from chapter 1 through chapter 22. While the Old Testament contains 300 prophecies concerning the first coming of the Messiah, the New Testament has 318 prophecies of His return. The book of Revelation sets forth the imminence of his coming in just one simple phrase, "Behold, I come quickly." John's response was, "Amen. Come even so, Lord Jesus."